But it's often times that I think on that night that I kept off the foggy dew.
And that was Ye Vagabonds from The Hare's Lament in their version of The Foggy Dew. Before that, Tina Eck and Keith Carr gave us The Orange Rogue and Brenda Stubbert from their 10th album, Lilt. And it is 7:01. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And this is where we segue into the Between the Worlds segment and doing our fall equinox show. Now, I know this has been a particularly difficult equinox for many folks for a number of reasons. Traditionally, it always is. The tides are not going out, they are coming in, and with not always pleasant things.
And weave, farmers bringing in the sheaves. Autumn comes and autumn leaves. It's fall, that's all. Summertime has come and gone. Winter soon will be coming on. We got 3 months to sing this song. It's fall, that's all. Yes, it's fall, that's all. And I really must confess, of the summer and the winter and the springtime too, it's autumn my love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice, it's not too hard. It's fall,
it's fall, it's all.
That's all.
It's fall, that's all.
End of summer, back to school. Days are getting short and cool. You better drain the water from the pool. It's fall, that's all. What's that smell that's in the air? Leaves are rustling everywhere. It's time for woolen underwear. It's fall, that's all. Yes, it's fall, that's all. I really must confess, of summer and the winter and the springtime too, it's autumn my love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice, it's not too hard. It's fall,
it's fall, that's all,
that's all. Labor Day and Halloween, gardens lying picked and clean. There's sunsets like you've never seen. It's fall, that's all. The world turns yellow, orange, and red. At Grandma's house, we will all be fed on pumpkin pie and gingerbread. It's fall, that's all. It's fall, that's all. I really must confess, oh, the summer and the winter and the springtime too, it's autumn my love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice, it's not too hard. It's fall,
it's fall, that's all.
That's all.
I think we're really lucky that John McCutcheon recorded that song before pumpkin spice became the ubiquitous fall flavor. There's absolutely no pumpkin in it, of course. It's pumpkin pie spices and mixed together in a chemistry set. Yeah.
Place, park, scene, dark, silvery moon is shining through the trees. Cast to me, you, the sound of kisses floating on the breeze. Act one, begun, dialogue, where would you like to spoon my cue? With you underneath the silvery moon, by the light of the silvery moon, I wanna spoon to my honey our croon loves to honeymoon. Keep us shining in June. The silvery moon. Act two, scene new, roses blooming all around the place. Cast three, you, me, preacher with a solemn looking face. Choir sing.
When fall comes to New England, the sun slants in so fine, and the air is so clear, you can almost hear the grapes grow on the vine. The nights are sharp with starlight, and the days are cool and clean. Sky overhead, the northern geese fly south instead, and leaves our Irish setter red. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England, and the wind blows off the sea, swallows fly in a perfect sky, and the world was meant to be. When the acorns line the walkways, then winter can't be far. From yellow leaves a blue jay calls, grandmothers walk out in their shawls, and chipmunks run the old stone walls. When fall comes to New England, frost is on the pumpkin, the squash is off the vine, and winter warnings race across the sky. The squirrels are on to something, and they're working overtime. The foxes blink and stare, and so do I. 'Cause when fall comes to New England, oh, I can't turn away from fading light on flying wings and late goodbyes around. robin sings. And then another thousand things when fall comes to New England. When fall comes to New England.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you, alright. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, alright. Get on your bikes, ride safe. Have fun. Alright. Alright.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
beginning to ring that home with God. I'm going home to meet my Savior. I'm going home, no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over.
Good evening, it's 7:33. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Rhiannon Giddens with Wayfaring Stranger from There Is No Other, joined there by Francesco Teresi and other artists. Trapezoid gave us an elegy for the dry leaves of autumn from Long Time Down This Road. The Joe Manieri Quartet gave us Motherless Child from In Full Cry. Boston Baroque gave us the first movement of Antonio Vivaldi's Autumno Concerto in F Major, Opus 8, Number 3. Sun House gave us a Death Letter Blues from Classic Delta and Deep South Blues from the Smithsonian Folkways. Can you tell that that was recorded back in 1928? Yeah, no cell phones, no texts. Half the people I would be willing to bet down south had to walk to a store or a gas station to use a phone. Cheryl Wheeler gave us When Fall Comes to New England from Driving Home. Jesse Gilbert and Kate Manning gave us By the Light of the Silvery Moon from Moonlight a Picnic. And we started off with John McCutcheon with It's Fall. And we did allude to the fact that this has been a hard season for a number of folks, especially the Earth Spirit community, who lost a beloved member, Sue Kerwitz Arthen. And those of us who knew Sue also feel bereft. We're not part of the Glen Shear Order, or Athanor as it was known before then, but we all deeply feel the loss. And as I mentioned, it's just not fair. I'm a cancer survivor, as are several other people, and we just feel like Sue really kind of got a bum deal. And several of her friends have actually held benefits for the American Cancer Society, and having worked for the Dana-Farber in the 80s, I can definitely say the Boston chapter of the American Cancer Society is outstanding. So Don't neglect those colonoscopies, folks. That's all we've really got to say. You knew Sue and you want to join the Earth Spirit community, there is a public memorial service this Sunday from 2 to 5 out in Chesterfield, Mass. More details are available on Facebook, including songs that will be sung to by everyone there. One of them is Sunflowers. What a surprise. Yeah. Sue loved her sunflowers. She really did. And I won't be able to make it prior commitments, but I'll be there in spirit. Well, what else goes on in autumn? Why this? Yeah.
Robin Hood was the king of the forest. He's the king, he's a free man that day, supposed to be, by law, like years ago. He is the jester, like, and he passes all these jokes and all this, and if people will follow it, I wished I'd have been educated, as I could explain more than what I really can do now. But it's what they call the rutting season, September, of the reindeers. If you was to walk in, say, Baggot's Park, September, this month, your life wouldn't be worth living for, would it, amongst the reindeers? In my mind, it seems, to follow this dance through, it seems as if they used to dress up in the skins of the animals on this month to take advantage of their original state of living with these reindeers, man. I think they try to imitate sort of thing. That's my mind. Of course, it may be wrong, but I don't think it is. If I was educated, I study science, I study nature. But to follow the nature through, I walk many miles. And I walk all round Baggot's Park and I see these things happen. I see the stag, the big one, standing bold and brave, as much as to say, come any farther, sort of thing, you know. And it's nature come true for me to dance this day on this date, that it's the breeding season of the deers and all that. They can't take it off my mind, or I don't care how much educated it is. I still have my ideal of life and nature. And you can't beat nature. No one on this earth can beat nature. My dad, my only father, never mind about my granddad and my great-granddad, they used to have 3 days of it while I've been a boy. And we used to dance the round we go today. We used to dance that on the Monday. right round Blifil Hall and all round Admison that way. On the second day, on the Tuesday, we used to go all across Yoxall and round from Amstel River and way home. The third day, we used to go the Burton way to Neawood Forest and Newbury and all that way. But I can't believe that the people are talking now about, younger than me, that it's never been out of the village. I say it has, and no one will ever tell me otherwise. It's a thing that they dance for the poor and the needy those days. And it got to be not a dance for the poor of the village, but a dance in history, just to bring the history of the village back. Not for the poor of the village, but for the men that was doing it. To upkeep the horns and the clothing, pay their expenses. I do it today. I don't do it for nothing. I've got to pay the lads that are with me, the men that are with me, I've got to pay them their wages. If I fail to collect the same, we're all losing a day's wage to do it. If I fail to pay them lads, they wouldn't come in.
Our calendrical information is brought to you by Charles Kightley and the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore. September the 27th, the Feast of Saints Cosmas and Damien. Lay in supplies for the Michaelmas dinner. Michaelmas daisies now in bloom. The purple garden flower, which has escaped into the countryside, was introduced from New England in the 1640s. But the native blue-purple sea aster and the white feverfew are also called Michaelmas daisies in some counties. September the 28th, the eve of Michaelmas, preparations being made everywhere for tomorrow's celebration. And September the 29th, Michaelmas, the Feast of St. Michael, the Archangel, and the greatest of autumn festivals. Michael the Archangel is the captain of the hosts of heaven who fought against Satan and his evil angels and cast them out of paradise. Story is told in Revelations, which has survived, though many of the Apocrypha were cut. In chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, he's also the patron of knights and warriors and of the high places, like St. Michael's Mount in Cornwall, whose churches are often dedicated to him. He is also the guardian of the souls of the dead, whose good and bad deeds he weighs in his scales. And it used to be reckoned if you eat roast goose on Michaelmas Day, you will never want money all the year. That must be my problem. I can't stand goose. never could. I don't hunt the birds. I really do not care for the taste of same. As we mentioned, September the 29th from 2 to 5 is a memorial service for Sue Kerwitz Arthen, put on by the Earth Spirit Community, and It's out in Chesterfield, Mass. For more information, or if you need a ride, would like to go, there's a public announcement on Facebook. September the 30th, Michaelmas hiring fairs now being held. Finish off that Michaelmas goose. In southern Britain, this was the time of hirings, mops, or staters, when young, unmarried laborers and servants flocked to fairs to hire themselves out for the year, bargaining with masters for the best possible wage. Examine the breastbone of the goose by holding it up to the light. And this will, of course, work for any bird. If it is dark, a hard winter is coming. If mottled, a variable one. And if almost transparent, a mild winter. The color of the front part of the bone foreshows the early winter. Its back half, the winter after Christmas. October, fruit time and fall of leaf, the eighth month of the Roman calendar. In Welsh, it's known as Hydra, the month of autumn. In Gaelic, it's Andamna, the month of deer rutting. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's called Winter Filleth, the month of the winter moon. And October, the first, hath always 21 fine days. If the October moon comes without frost, expect no frost till the full moon of November. And this is where we want to interject a little advisory. And Triple E is still a threat in a large portion of Massachusetts. If you go out from dusk until dawn, wear long sleeves, pants. If you're going to be in the woods, put on some insect spray, you know, cutters, DDT, whatever you can stand. Neve's Almanac of 1633 notes, this month hot drinks and meals be good to keep thy health and nourish thy blood. Provide warm clothes and go foot dry. Thou shalt escape much danger thereby. In October, it was a traditional to and gather the harvest and then manure your field and all your land its wealth will yield. October the 2nd is the proper time of the year to make sympathetic or magnetic potions to cure wounds. These were applied to the weapon which caused the wound instead of to the wound itself. October the 3rd, gather apples to sweat for cider making. I have to say that I was out at Honeypot Orchards today, and it turns out that they make fresh cider every Friday. Just a warning, if you don't have small children, make your visit to Honey Pot during the week. It's much calmer. Our next door neighbors called it, rather than Honey Pot Hill, Honey Pot Hell. October the 4th, St. Francis's Day, swallows preparing to migrate. October the 5th, seek out oak apples and observe their conditions. October the 6th is known as Saint Faith or Foy's Day, the season of corn sowing. And this does not mean corn on the cob. in England, corn was any sort of grain. St. Faith was a virgin martyr who was said to have been executed by being grilled over a fire. Cakes were therefore made in her honor, and in northern England these were used by young girls to divine the identity of their future husbands. October the 7th, gather damsons and plums before the frost attacks them. October the 8th, avoid being out late at nights or in foggy weather, for a cold now got may continue the whole winter. October the 9th, St. Denis's Day, loose pigs to fatten on fallen beech mast and acorns, but wring their noses to prevent them rooting up a pasture land. October the 10th is Old Michaelmas Day, often brings a spell of fine weather, cold Michaelmas spring, and I will be back on October the 11th. It's 7:52. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Edward Buchert is here and preparing a wonderful show for your delectation. And we wanted to mention that September the 29th also brings Rosh Hashanah.